Welcome to the Working While Homeschooling Podcast. Our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie. I am your host and the resident career coach for WorkingWhileHomeschooling.com. I want to thank you all for joining us here for season four. Today's episode is entitled A Day in My Working While Homeschooling Life, but first, a brief announcement. The 2022 calendar planner pages are designed to help you take control of your time so that you can organize your life and live it to its fullest potential. These downloadable pages are fully loaded with extras such as goals and brainstorming pages, inspiration trackers, a vision board, more trackers for projects, habits, and finances, and more. Designed to complement my Work and Goals journal as well as my Setting Goals and Actually Achieving Them course, these calendar planner pages are perfect if you are ready to organize your way to career clarity and success. I thought today I would share with you a glimpse into my typical working while homeschooling life. Now, this may not resemble yours. Every year, this seems to change on me. Sometimes it feels like it changes on me day by day. But in general, every season of life of my kids, I have to evolve my work around them. So let me explain to those of you who are new kind of what my current working while homeschooling situation is like. First of all, I'm homeschooling an eighth grader and a 10th grader this year. That means our homeschool work looks very, very different than what I did when we did kindergarten and first and second grade, for example. So don't be freaked out if you're teaching a kindergartner and you can't leave them independently. I have an eighth and a 10th grader, very, very independent eighth and 10th graders. My kids are more mature and more independent at this stage. In fact, they pretty much want me to leave them alone. And I will, as long as they keep their grades up. That's kind of our rule. The second their grades go down, I start to get in their business. As my kids have gotten older, and especially this year, we have moved to more and more online courses. We've moved into tutors instead of co-ops and things like that. A lot of these decisions were made because, first of all, they don't want me in their business. They don't want to sit down with mommy and make mommy teach them a lesson because they say that's lame, whatever. I think they're ridiculous, but whatever. They're in that age group. We moved into tutors for some of those subjects. I'm very, very concerned about them mastering, like math. We've done more online courses instead of me trying to get as many in-person activities and classes because they keep shutting down because of COVID. So I'm just not wasting my money this year. So I made that plan at the beginning of the school year, and we've planned around that. Now, if you have little bitty kids, you may not be able to do that as much. They may not be independent. They may not be able to do the online courses as much. Tutors may not be in your budget or may be pointless, but that's just kind of what our situation has looked like for the plan for this school year. I am also currently only working my own business. So I have done contract work for others. I've been employed by others, but at the moment I am working my own business and I tend to have an extremely flexible schedule because of that. That's why I'm working only for myself in this moment in time, because I need as much flexibility as is humanly possible. So that's kind of the route we've decided to go. I don't have strict work schedule where my, you know, employer expects me to be logged in at 9 a.m. and, you know, log off at 5 p.m. I've been there. I've done that. I've got the t-shirt. It's just not what my schedule looks like right now. So again, if this doesn't sound like y'all's schedule, that's okay. All right. But I just wanted to explain to you what it looks like for me right now. I'm also a night owl that deals with insomnia. I don't get up early. You know, I'm not going to be one of those people that tells you you have to get up at 4 a.m. and get your entire day complete before your kids wake up at 8 and all of that. That is not me. And in fact, I don't know how you people do it. So if you are not a morning person, listen in. I also deal with insomnia. So even when I do go to bed on time, I don't fall asleep. I tend to sleep later in the morning, which you'll hear about when you get to my schedule. And I do that on purpose because, frankly, I need that extra hours from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. because that may be the best sleep I get all night, to be honest. So I purposely don't force myself to get up at 6 and 7 a.m. when I don't go to sleep until 1, especially right now while I have a flexible schedule. I'm going to take advantage of it. Why not? So those are kind of the things that set up my, let's say, situation in which we homeschool. So here's a day in my working while homeschooling life. First of all, I am trying to wake up at 8 a.m. Okay, a goal. It doesn't always happen. If I've had a really bad night, I will sleep in. I forgot to set the alarm clock this morning, so I slept till 9 a.m. by accident. The reason I choose 8 and not earlier is because my husband is done getting ready in the morning. He is kind of almost out the door, which means we're not fighting over the bathroom and all of that. So why get up if he's going to be hogging the bathroom? You know, that's kind of how I think about it. Now, when I'm doing client calls, my kind of office hours when I've got scheduled client calls are from 8 to 10 a.m. and then 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. unless they need time during the day. But I've got those two major blocks off for client calls because they tend to like first thing in the morning or last thing at night. So if I know I have a client call at 8 a.m., of course, I'm going to get up at 7. Unless they specifically ask for in the middle of the day. Sometimes clients will want their lunch break. Now, my kids are morning people. And again, my kids are older. I do not have to get them dressed anymore. I don't have to feed them because they can feed themselves, all that kind of great stuff. They like to get up at 6 a.m. and start their day. Now, they're not cheerful about it because they're teenagers, but they do wake themselves up and they get up and they start their day. We've kind of made it a habit, and now it's a habit for them that they get their schoolwork done first thing so they can have the rest of their day free. Their logic is, I don't want to be doing school till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if I get up a little bit earlier, I can get it done by 1 and I have my whole afternoon to do what I want. I'm not messing with their logic, guys, because it seems to work. So they are often up and they're already at their desk and working by the time I get up. Now, their school desk, we have this really, really, really wide hallway going down our apartment. So their desks are actually in the public space in that hallway. They're often, frankly, sitting right outside my bedroom door at their desk working by the time I get up at 8 a.m., which is great. They might have half their schoolwork done. One of the things that actually makes that possible, and it makes it possible for my kids to be pretty much independent with their schoolwork, is the fact that I plan all of our homeschool year stuff all at once, and it's saved on Excel spreadsheets. And basically, the Excel spreadsheet is put up every single week. So it's always sitting up there, and it shows them the next thing they need to work on. They don't have to wait around for me to tell them what to do. So Monday mornings, when I wake up, before I even get dressed, I go grab my cup of coffee, because nothing happens without the coffee. And while I'm drinking my coffee, I sit there and kind of adjust and update, and then print out the spreadsheet for the week and go hang it up on their board. Now, because we're using tutors, we're doing online classes and everything, some of our tutors are scheduled to arrive by 9 a.m. in the morning. I kind of get up at 8, try to get my day started, get dressed and everything before they show up at 9. I will admit it doesn't always work. And when I wake up at 8:59, like I did this morning, because my doorbell rang and the tutor was here, I go tell my kid, go answer the door while I get dressed. I'll be out in 15 minutes. You know, life happens, folks. So, you know, please don't think of me as being like a rigid and stone scheduled person. I make a schedule and then I'll keep to it. Now, my dream ideal would be that I would get up at 7 without the alarm clock. I would work on client calls from 8 to 10 a.m. I would go work out downstairs in our building from 10 to 11, come upstairs at 11 o'clock, shower, get dressed, you know, for the day, that sort of thing. That would be my ideal. It absolutely never seems to actually happen, but that's in my head what I would like to happen. It just never does. And the reason I tell you guys all of this is because I, you know, want to be open and honest and kind of be very transparent with you guys that I have my magical ideal that never happens. So if you're working with a magical ideal in your head that never happens, that's okay too. You know, that just consider it a goal to work toward. I get dressed and all of that. I try to kind of do a run through of chores before my work gets too involved in the day. So, you know, as I get myself ready, especially if I don't have to be on camera and I can just, you know, throw my hair up in a ponytail and nobody has to see me, then, you know, I get the laundry running, get the dishwasher running. So those can be running while I'm doing my thing. So I might have to kind of walk through the living room, dining room to make sure stuff is picked up and put away before the tutors arrive, get the things started, you know, do everything to get out of their way because they kind of take over the living room and dining room when they're here so that they show up to a clean house. So I try to kind of get all of that stuff out of the way so I can kind of work at my desk while the tutors are here. I'm busy cleaning, you know, in the kitchen or whatever it might be. The way I've structured my week, okay, because I have a lot of flexibility in my hours, as you recall, I like to get all of the house to-dos and the organizational to-dos off my my list first thing Monday morning. And I will do things like go look at my board and make sure I have meal preps for the week. And once I do that, I figure out, okay, what do I have or what do I absolutely still need? If a recipe needs sour cream, for example, I make sure I actually have sour cream in the fridge. If I don't, it goes on the list and I need to get it this week before I do my meals. So I try to run through and make sure the meal plan has been prepped. Now, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you it is on my to-do list on Saturday mornings to do this so I can shop on Sunday after church. Often gets pushed to Monday morning. Again, trying to be transparent with you. But if I have been productive and I did that on Saturday like I was supposed to, I still kind of walk by the board while I'm doing my coffee and make sure that's taken care of for the week. My husband hasn't dropped a company dinner on me randomly in the middle of the week and I need to kind of adjust and make sure the kids have food, make sure there are leftovers for my kids or there's something simple for them to eat Thursday instead of making that big meal, and that big meal gets pushed to another day. Look at everything on a Monday morning. I'll look at my calendar. What needs to be updated on my calendar? What did I forget to add on my calendar? What needs to go on my to-dos for this week? You know, if there's like kind of house things that are kind of falling behind, all those things that, you know, frankly, always do end up falling behind. I try to push through that first thing Monday morning because I don't want to deal the rest of the week. Now, ideally, I could honestly run through all of that, do all these things in like maybe 30 minutes on a Monday morning. It always seems to take me longer than I want it to, and I don't know why. Once I've done that, and when I start kind of looking at my calendar and my plan, my workout for the week, I will end up going through all of my emails. What are all the emails from the teachers that I haven't read that I need to do because it's Monday morning? I try to crank through as much of that as I can first thing Monday morning and just get it off my plate. You know, I don't want to miss anything. And Monday morning just seems to work. From there, go right into whatever is on my work to-dos for the week and whatever is on my work schedule and plan for the week. The kids stop around 12 for lunch. Oftentimes, they stop me from working and tell me to have lunch. Lunch at our house is typically leftovers. If there aren't leftovers, it, you know, frankly, it's going to be a sandwich or my kids may make something. During my lunch break, okay, that AKA 30 minutes I take for lunch break, I try to flip the chores again, dishes and laundry, pull out something for dinner, whatever's scheduled for dinner, make sure it's defrosting. After that break of kind of getting those chores done, I go right back into whatever work projects I'm working on. Now, my kids are often done with their, let's say, classwork, book work by 2 p.m. That's when they come and tell me, hey, I'm done with all my schoolwork. I kind of have a checklist meeting with them, which they hate, but I do anyway. How did you do on your math? What did you make this time? What do we need to work on there? How is science going? Did you do your writing assignment for your tutor? Are you ready for the Chinese tutor to show up tomorrow morning? Or, you know, did you practice your musical instrument for your music lesson on Wednesday? And so on and so on. So I go through that kind of that constant mental checklist for each kid the second they tell me they're done with their schoolwork. And in ideal afternoons, they are typically gone to an either in-person class, they have an activity, that sort of thing. So they may be having to go off to an appointment in the afternoon. I may be having to do the carpool, or maybe they go off and do that on their own. If it's an afternoon that we have at home, my kids have been getting into craft activities, which I encourage, whether that be right now it's sewing and knitting. My oldest daughter really loves art. So she may be, you know, doing a painting project of her own. Maybe she's sewing something, you name it. They may be doing some of those activities and they often like to binge show while they're doing their craft projects. I will go out in the living room and pull up my laptop and work on whatever project I'm working on while they're binging their show. We'll do that in the late afternoons. They may get a snack or something like that. At 5 o'clock, I put my work away for a bit, and that's when I stop and prep dinner. So prep and cook dinner starting at 5 o'clock. I will probably throw in whatever chores and nonsense I can throw in at that 5 to 6 o'clock hour. Maybe another flip of laundry or another load of dishes. We have scheduled a firm dinner time at 6:30 p.m. every single night. Now, here's the real reason why I'm strict about the dinner hour. Because it encourages my husband to actually leave work at a reasonable time so he can have dinner with the family. If dinner was flexible, then he wouldn't get home till 7 or 7:30, and then we would all be starving to death and dinner would be cold and gross by the time he got home. And I tried to be flexible with it, and it just didn't work for us because he knew he could stay late. And so he's okay, I'm going to be 15 minutes late and then he'd really be 30 minutes late. I've kind of laid down the ultimatum in the past year. Dinner is at 6:30, whether you're home or not. So if you would like to eat with the family, you will be in the house at 6:29 and have dinner with the family because we're all going to sit down at 6:30 because we're starving to death. And if you're late, you get to eat by yourself because too bad. We live 10 minutes from his office, so it's not like he has a long commute, okay? And of course, after dinner, you've got, you know, bait small cleanup. My kids at this point often go off into their rooms to read or do whatever they want. Our kids' bedtime is at 8:30, even though they are older. So many studies I've read talk about the need for teens to have more sleep rather than less. And I will tell you, emphasizing bedtime, as much as my teens complain about the quote-unquote early bedtime, that early bedtime actually makes them much happier people, therefore makes my life easier. So there you go. Sometimes I will have client calls in the evening, again, from 8 to 10 p.m., which is fine because dinner is done. We've had a little bit of family time. My kids are prepping and ready for bed, so I will go off and do client calls when necessary from 8 to 10 p.m. So your day may not look like mine, guys, and that is okay too. My schedule has widely varied from year to year of us homeschooling. I'm in my 11th year homeschooling now and probably have done this like 15 different ways. I've been working in homeschooling from the beginning, guys, so don't worry. If your schedule doesn't look like mine, that's okay too. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. Make sure you join us in our Facebook group for continued discussion on today's topic and more. You will also find all the ways you can reach me online, including the link to our website, workingmomhomeschooling.com, in our show notes. Wondering how you can join in on our mission? Consider becoming a listener supporter with a small monthly donation through the link in the show notes. Subscribing to our podcast, your positive online reviews, sharing with your friends are all greatly appreciated as well. And I am always looking for new podcast guests to interview. If this sounds like you, email me at julie@workingmomhomeschooling.com. That's a wrap for today, but be sure to check out our next episode for Working While Homeschooling.